whether he calls it a loan or joint venture or grant or aid, to welcome him back and to look forward with the good people of Ghana for the arrival of his 19 billion train to our country, and to remind him further and the government that whether it is a loan or it's a joint venture, we are aware that Ghana's engagement with China at the bilateral level in terms of might and strength, Ghana and China are not necessarily co-equals within the geopolitics and world politics. But whilst we wait for the Galamsey 19 billion to come into the country, it's important that we remind the Vice President that the ignorant minority is well aware that mineral resources are vested in the president for and on behalf of the people of Ghana. We are mindful that the engagement with China borders on the exploitation of mineral resources, even to use his own words, whether it's bauxite, in whatever quantities he anticipates. But once we remind him that under Article 181, it's not only loan agreements that are brought before Parliament, let him be reminded, per the Supreme Court ruling, that under Article 181, economic transactions to which the state is a party are required as a constitutional imperative to have parliamentary scrutiny and parliamentary approval. Those of you who have followed the Galamsey debate of 19 billion, they can't even speak with certainty in the amount. You hear sometimes 15 billion plus or minus 4 billion. Now he himself uses close to 20 billion. Let us remind him that Article 268 of the Constitution of Ghana states, and I quote, any transaction, contract, or undertaking involving the grant of a right or concession by on behalf of any person, including the government of Ghana, to any person or body or persons howsoever described for the exploitation of any mineral, inclusive bauxite, water or other natural resources of Ghana, made or entered into after the coming into force of this constitution, shall be subject to ratification by Parliament. We only can encourage him as a knowledgeable person to show respect to the oath and to the constitution, but to further remind him that the constitution requires that Parliament may, by resolution supported by the votes of not less than 2/3 of all the members of Parliament,